First John serves as God's light microscope to illuminate the authenticity of God's children. Ever wanted to know if you're the real deal? If you are the real Christian? First John serves as that microscope. So you might say there is a wanted poster up with your face on it. Wanted, dead or alive. Once you entered this world, you're a sinner, and then you made choices and you're a sinner, and once you're a sinner, there's a death penalty. And you know what the death penalty is? Death by hanging. They'd love to just rustle you up and hang you for your sins. But the lawman, Jesus Christ, who is the law, he said, you search scriptures and in them you think you find life, but they are these that speak of me. He is the lawman, the shining star, the bright and morning star on his chest. He has on that white hat. He is light itself. When he finds us with that wanted poster up, he's the propitiation and the advocate, and he says, hang me on your tree. And the Savior and the saints should be like one another. Walking as Jesus walked means to imitate his love and his life. We are not saved because we copy him. Salvation is not imitation. It is identification with his death, his burial, and his resurrection. So I don't want you to be confused in any way that doing these things gains salvation. No. It shows that you love him. Once we are saved, we sink our lives to the Savior. Ephesians 5:1 says, therefore, be an imitator of God as dear children. I like that. It's an imitator, a follower, a copycat.
God is the only thing that will defeat the enemy. It is the only thing. It's the only weapon, the sword of the Spirit, that you will be able to use to defeat the enemy. So if you're not in the Word, you're walking around vulnerable.
We meet an unbeliever, especially what? A false teacher. We look at them through eyes of mercy and grace because we know that they don't have all the facts. They don't know the truth. We desire to pray for them. We want to show them the love of Jesus however and whenever we have the opportunity. But I think sometimes we don't offer our fellow believers that same portion of grace. We all struggle in life at one time or another. And we know that we all sin and fall short of God's glory. Sin looks different on different believers. But sometimes I think we get so distracted by the weaknesses and sins that really bother us, the ones in other believers, that we forget that we're all on the same team. And it's a team made up of redeemed and forgiven sinners.
Ladies, you have a hope. He has not left you desperate. Hope means to have confident expectancy. It's not a hope to hope. It is a hope in him. It is not just wishful thinking. It is a blessed assurance. When he returns, you will be redeemed.
The fact of the matter is that we are all abiding in something. You have chosen to abide in something. Is it God's word or is it something else? When people look at you, and the words that come out of your mouth and your deeds, what does it reveal about you? The title of the message was, like father, like daughter. Are they seeing God? Are they seeing Jesus when they hear your words and when they see their deeds? I certainly hope so.
couldn't see this. So I was like, do you want me to pick up the other? Oh, there you are. Hey, isn't she beautiful? That would be, I'm talking about you. You are the women of She. And last semester, how many of you, this is your first semester? Well, you can go back and archive and get the book, but you are not far behind. Last semester was a season of light. We talked about all the intricacies of light and that God expresses himself as the light of the world. This semester is the season of love. And I had a couple of funny thoughts as I was sitting in my seat, and so you'll just get used to that. Number one is, I met a couple ladies this morning, and when we were handing the kisses, they said, you know, it's been a long time since I've had a kiss. I know. Do you know Scripture says, greet one another with a holy kiss? Oh, this is going to creep you out. Can you kiss someone next to you? Because this might be the only kiss they get. Janae, Shayna. I know. Okay, don't go in for the lip kiss. There are some, because that would be really, really weird. And I do have some aunts that, you remember you went to kiss your aunt and you didn't want it to turn to a lip kiss and they were going through the full, and you're like, no, dodge, dodge. Okay, but you know what? This might be the only kiss they've had this month. Okay, so that's the first thing. You guys are supposed to love one another and greet one another. And we greeted you with some chocolate kisses. They weren't so holy. So there you go. You've got some hugs and kisses today because it's the season of love. The second thing that was just a peculiar thought, and I'm going somewhere with this. I don't know, because these things, you guys all just have to rock with me, right? Okay, you know how they always say November is Brovember and they grow beards, right? You guys know about that? No, Shave November, but they call it Brovember, right? So I've decided that February should be Femuary. Are you with me on this? And I can't figure out what we should do. I know we can't grow a beard, but it's February, and I think we should elevate the feminine graces. And so I'm thinking hugs and kisses and cookies and, you know, all the nice stuff, tea. So there you go. I have no idea where that came from. Okay, so love is an interesting term. I love shoes. You wouldn't know it by these particular shoes, but if you were in my closet, I love shoes. I love pizza. I could eat at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And when I have leftovers, I don't even refrigerate them. I'll just eat them the next day right out of the box. I love Skip. I really do love him, and I love God. But do I mean the same thing when I say I love in all those sentences? No, I don't, do I? So sometimes we need a redefinition of the word love. And the Bible uses the word love over 1,000 times. Wow. So it is the ultimate love letter. I mean, I think it's better than the sonnets. And so in this tiny little book of 1 John, the word love is used over 30 times. Well, that's a lot in this great big Bible, that this one little epistle has 30 times the mention of love. And last semester, we learned that John, the apostle, was the apostle of love. We remember that when he was an old man living out his days on Patmos, people would have to almost carry him, help him, assist him to the top of a hill to meet his congregation, his audience, and his sermon was 3 words long. Love one another. Now, he did not mean to love one another like pizza or shoes. He had something else in mind, didn't he? Love is a key attribute of God. In fact, we learn in this little epistle, God is love. It's a very singular statement. Theologians believe it means this is the highest characteristic of God. And it also says that it's a term that makes things synonymous. God, love, love, God. You can interchange them because they're so much the same. And no other attribute is put in a phrase like this, God is love. It never says God is peace, God is mercy, but we know that his love brings peace, and we know that his love helps us show mercy, but this attribute of love is preeminent. The greatest of these is love. Right? If you have not love, you're a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. I want you to let this sink into your hearts this semester. God has feelings. God has affection. God is love. And get ready for this. You, my friend, are the particular, primary object of his love. God loves you. Can you let that soak in? I pray all day long, month long, semester long, you remember, God loves me. Sounds so simple. Jesus loves me, this I know, but it's so profound. If you would let that soak into your perfect place. As a matter of fact, Jesus is the personification of love. He is love embodied. He is love expressed. God so loved the world that he gave his son so that you could be saved. So that we have forgiveness of sins. Question, have you ever felt true love? Or maybe think of someone in your life who has truly loved you or that you truly love. You know, love is the opposite of selfishness. Uh-oh. So if you've been loving someone to love, get love in return, that would not be the definition of love. We don't love so others reciprocate. We love because God is love. And God told us to love. And he loved us while we were yet sinners. He loves the unlovely, the loveless, those who have no love. That's true love. So when you're having a tough time with your husband, true love loves without reciprocation. When it's your kids, and you know, it's just that last nerve, we love because love is unconditional. It loves whether that child responds back or not. That is true love. True love. God loved me with no provocation on my part. There's nothing I could ever do that would have made him just love me. She's so cute. Oh, she just is so sweet. I love that one. There's nothing I could ever do to gain his love. And yet he loved me despite all my shortcomings. He loved me even though I was a sinner, even though I was a blasphemer, even though I was a fornicator. God loved me. Do you have an I was? A drunk? I was angry. I was jealous. I was an addict. Do you have an I was? God loves you. He loved you then. And you think now that you're all cleaned up and you pray and you come to women's Bible studies, he'll love you more. He will never love you more because he's never loved you less. God loves you. And I fell in love with him. Because who could resist a love like that? I had surrendered to that love, and to complete that circle of love, he asks me to love the unlovely, to love the loveless, to love the lovesick. That's who I hope you will be this semester. That you will be so full of love that you will love people that are hard to love. You will love people who least expect your love, who least deserve your love, because that is true love. And when his love cycle goes from him to you to others, then the cycle is complete. And that's what 1 John wants us to know in the season of love. So you're going to catch up in this wonderful semester. And last semester we had Snow White come visit us, but this year Cinderella has something to say. So will you please welcome Cinderella?
Good morning. I'm not Cinderella, but I'm looking for her. I'm here today not as the queen, but as a mother. I am trying to find just the right godly woman for my son, the prince, because that's the kind of woman that I want him to marry, a woman that loves God, that follows Jesus, and desires to love others as herself. You know, you can tell a lot by a woman in the shoes that she wears. And today I'm going to meet some potential daughters-in-law that I hope will fill these shoes. So, Lord God, please show me today the woman that you would have marry my son. Amen. Let's see the first candidate. Hey, good morning. I see you're wearing combat boots, but let me ask you, do you know Jesus?
Oh, yeah, I know him, but I don't always agree with what he has to say.
Oh, okay.
You know, I've got a mind of my own. I don't need him or anyone else telling me what to do.
Well, sweetheart, you're a little combative. If you don't mind, would you just have a seat right over there, please? Thank you. Is there another candidate?
Queen, what's going on?
Well, I realize you're in kind of a hurry.
Yeah, I really am in a big hurry.
Oh, I can tell. So if you don't mind, though, if I could just ask you, do you know Jesus?
Yeah, I know who he is. Uh-huh.
Well, do you have a relationship with him?
No. Yeah, I don't have time for relationships. Are you kidding?
What I mean is, do you follow him?
You mean like on Twitter?
No.
You know, I could. Well, does he go by JC?
No. That's not what I meant.
Okay.
I know you're busy and in a hurry,
yeah,
but if you could just take a minute and have a seat over there,
fine.
I'd really appreciate it. Lord, a little help here. Okay. Do we have another candidate?
How you doing?
Well, I'm good. I see that you're wearing flip-flops.
Uh-huh.
But I have a question for you. Do you know Jesus?
Oh, yes. I really like him.
Wonderful.
I like Buddha, too, and the Dalai Lama. They all have good advice.
So you just kind of flip-flop back and forth?
Oh, sure. It all depends on the situation as to who gives the best advice.
Oh, sweetheart, you are so lost.
Oh, no. I know where I am.
Indeed. Could you please take a minute and just flip-flop and sit over there for a second?
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Oh, I'm afraid to ask, are there any more candidates? You have quite a presence about you.
Thank you.
But I have a question. Do you know Jesus?
I do, and he's truly blessed me.
That's wonderful news. Tell us how he's blessed you.
Well, he's blessed me with prosperity. I hold a very high position in my company, and mm-hmm. I have a lot of little people working for me.
Oh, little people.
Yeah.
So tell me, do you treat these little people well? Do you treat them equal to yourself?
Well, of course not. They're beneath me.
Oh, I think everyone is beneath you.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, excuse me. Do you remember that Jesus said you should love your neighbor as yourself?
Well, yeah, but they're not my neighbors. They're just the little people that work for me.
I see. Yeah. Well, I know you're a busy woman, but if you could just take a minute and have a seat over there.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. All right. Let's see. Are there any more candidates?
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Yeah. Well, I see Hello, you're wearing queen. Very tall boots, and they're quite fashionable.
Yes, they are.
But I have a question for you. Do you know Jesus?
As a matter of fact, I do. I know all about him.
You know about him, but do you follow him?
Follow him?
Yes.
I don't follow anybody. I am a self-made woman. If anybody tries to tell me what to do, I just walk all over them.
And just when I thought it wouldn't get any worse. Well, not to impose on your self-made womanhood, but could you please have a seat over there? Oh, Lord God, is there just one woman in, that loves you, God, that follows your son, Jesus, just desires to love others? Is she out there, Lord?
Miss Queen, are you all right?
Oh, hi. I didn't hear you come in. Yes, I'm fine. Thank you. Oh, you're barefoot. So let me ask you a question. Do you know Jesus?
Yes, I love him because he first loved me.
Yes, that's right. And do you follow him?
Well, I do, but I must admit I struggle with the love your neighbor stuff. I try, but it's hard sometimes. I'm really trying to get better at that, you know?
I do know. I understand. Would you mind very much trying on these shoes?
Sure, if you want me to.
Perfect fit! Thank you, God. Okay, ladies, we're all going to learn how to wear a different pair of shoes. Come with me.
Think you get it. It's time for a new heart, new shoes, new attitude. And thank you, team. For those of you who are new, we're going to introduce some of ourselves now and let you know who we are, what we do in the women's ministry. And I've given each person the challenge of how are they going to show love this semester through what they do or the part of the women's ministry they represent so that you can get to know us if you don't know us. So I'm Lenya Heitzig. I'm Skip's wife. And I'm one of your teachers this semester, and I help oversee the women's ministry. And wow, just picking one way to love. I'm supposed to think about this. I would like to love each one of you the best I can, and that's hard sometimes. So I'm hoping that this semester you will help me do that better and that you'll come up and tell me your name and remind me in case I forget and give me the opportunity to get to know you. So I would just like to love some of you better. So, you know, I'll make myself available before and after. And if you could come up and we could have a chance to make a connection. Love you. Probably the rest of the team should come up and stand in the wings as we do this so it goes quicker.
Hi, I'm Christy Willis, and I'm representing the teaching team and the writing team this morning. And the assignment was how we love each other and how we could encourage each other to love and serve each other. And so I was thinking as I look around and see everyone, I know that We are all here. Maybe we came for a different reason. Maybe we just felt called to Bible study. Maybe some of us really felt dragged to Bible study. But now that we're here, we all can look around and learn how to better love and better serve each other in the way God has for us to love and serve. And I know that that's personal, but I also know that there's one way we can all help to serve each other, and that would be to invite someone to join us this semester at this Bible study. And we all know, we've all been there, we know that sometimes that can be daunting when you are the new person at Bible study and you don't know anything about the Bible, or you don't really like religious things or like religious people or like religious talk. But see, that's why this is the perfect semester to invite someone, because this is the season of love. And the attitude is love, and the focus is love, and the language is love. And everyone speaks the language of love. And so I just want to encourage each of you that you know someone who could benefit by meeting and knowing the God of love. And they can meet him here this semester. So I just encourage you all to serve in that way, to invite someone to join us in this season of love.
Good morning. My name is Maria Guy, and I'm going to be one of the teachers of the semester. And, you know, sometimes we think, you know, the She Ministries has three teachers, and it's Lenya and Christy and myself. But actually, She Ministries has hundreds of teachers, and you're all sitting here right now. And I encourage you this semester to teach what you have learned to someone else. Just the one thing that you hear that really resonates in your heart, put a heart next to that one thing, and then go home and teach it to someone else, whether it's your husband, your children, a friend, call your mom, call somebody, but teach them, because we are serving when we teach, and we teach when we serve. And this semester, I would like to demonstrate that kind of love with you all by staying afterwards and praying with you if you need the boldness to share something. And so catch me after the lecture, after church, and we will pray together so that God will show you whom he wants you to teach. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Paula Riley, and I serve in the prayer room. I'm the prayer room coordinator for the morning session. And so when they asked me to share a little bit of something about prayer and love, 1 John really spoke to me. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. I love that. But really, listen, if God loved us, we ought to love one another. Well, I would change that and say, if God loves us, how can we not love one another? So I would encourage you this semester to serve the way you would serve is pray for others. That includes your enemies. So we love praying for you. I have a great team in that prayer room. We love praying for you guys. We pray for you during the semester, off semester, all year long. And so the way you could serve is to pray for each other. Pray for your neighbor. Pray for someone in your small group, your neighbor down the street, whoever it is. I would really encourage you to pray for others. So if you pray for others, it changes your life. It really changes your life. It's hard to do. Some people say, I don't want to pray for that person. But if you do, it will change your life, and it will change their lives, and it blesses God's heart. Thank you.
Hi, good morning. My name is Zanetta Romero. I'm the Bible study manager here with She Ministries. And I just wanted to encourage you ladies to love by learning this semester. And it kind of ties into what Maria was saying. But what I mean by that is, if we come expectantly asking the Lord to reveal to us at least one thing about himself, that just causes us to love him more because of who he is and what we learn about his character. And as we love him more, then we want to apply his word and obey what he says. And then the natural outpouring of that as you're doing that, it just pours out onto everybody. So they're all tied together. So I just encourage you guys to just be expectant on the Lord to speak to you and ask him for that each time that you come. We're told in Matthew 22:37-39 that Jesus says that the first and greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And the second is like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. So just want to encourage you guys to do that and also to invite somebody, as Christy said. And please let them know they can come just to try it out. They don't have to pay for anything. Just let them come in here with you and hear a teaching or go to small group with you. And just bring a friend along. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Natalie Wiley, and I get to serve with you guys in worship. And I think for me, the best way that I have been thinking about, the best way for us to love each other is to really focus on getting ourselves right with the Lord, and then that will follow after, the fruits of the Spirit will follow. And so my prayer for our time of worship together is that it would just be a time of authenticity and honesty. Psalm 33:1 says, "Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him." And then Psalm 142:1-2 says, "I cry aloud to the Lord. I lift my voice to the Lord for mercy. I pour out before him my complaint. Before him I tell my trouble." And so you see there the good and the bad, and I want that for us in our time of worship. I want you to be able to bring everything that you have, bring the good, the bad, and the ugly, and to just lay it before God and to bear each other's burdens. And so I'm not going to give you a specific directive as something you can specifically do, but because that's going to take a different form for each of us when we know what barriers we need to break down in our worship. And so I just look forward to this time together where God is going to break down some barriers, shed light on sin. We can build each other up and ultimately glorify him.
Hi, ladies. How are you all today? My name is Misty Foster. I serve you here in the office for She Ministries. And, you know, I'll never forget the first time I volunteered for the ministry. I actually served. I served pie. And I didn't get to eat the pie, but I served pie. I served a lot of pie that day. But, you know, and I remember thinking, going home and thinking, if that was the least of what I could do for this ministry, just serve pie, carry boxes, set up tables, I told the Lord that I would be completely content in that, to do the small things. And the Lord impressed it upon my heart that there are no small things in this ministry and that they're all necessary. We're all part of one body, and that we all have a niche. And I think that that's probably, as women, an area we struggle, that we can often feel like we don't belong, but God would tell us that we do. And Jesus gave us the example when he washed the disciples' feet. He said, "I do this as an example so you will do the same." So I believe that Christ's heart is for us to serve in the body, to not just be stuffed sheep full of God's goodness, but to take that goodness and pour it out to others. So we have a new initiative this semester. We've always encouraged volunteering, but this semester we took it and we made 9 subcommittees within our ministry, and there's a serve table out in the foyer, and there are cards here, and they will tell you exactly what we're doing. Some of them, you know, like this Bible study, you know, but we're making new ones that, like the social media, the video recap that you saw, Becca did that. She's on our social media team. So she needs ladies to come alongside her and find inspirational things to post. We have a do-it-yourself committee who needs help setting up the do-it-yourself days. We have the prayer ministry that Paula talked about, the Bible study ministry. This whole stage has to get set. The pipe and drape gets set. The foyer gets set. So I believe that Christ would tell us that it's his heart for us to serve, and you will be blessed no matter the smallest thing. There are no small things, but if it's setting up a table, you in turn will be blessed. So my kind of challenge to show love is in 2 ways. Show love to God by asking him what your niche is, by asking him, say, "Yes, Lord, send me. Where would you have me to serve?" And also by loving each other, by serving each other. And if you're not, we know a lot of you do serve. So if you're serving right now, ask him, is this the place you would still keep me? Or would you like me to move somewhere else, another need that one of these committees is opening up? If you're not serving, then ask him, "Where's my niche?" Because when you find your niche, it's a really great feeling and you will thrive. So that's mine.
Good morning. My name is Maria Pardo, and Misty just mentioned our new subcommittees, and I'm going to be a part of the hospitality team. And I was reading in 1 John, and this verse really stood out as practical for this new committee. It's 1 John 3:18. It says, "Little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth." This new hospitality team is going to be an opportunity for us to practically, hands-on, love those within our body. It's going to be launching now, and we would love for you all to sign up. And we really need you, ladies. We need you to be a part for making meals for women, sending greeting cards, phone calls, and other ways that we can show love in a hands-on way. I'm going to be part of this as well. So we need you ladies who have mercy and compassion and want to show your love to others. So I'm going to be doing that, and I invite all of you to take part in this as well.
Good morning. I serve as the Director of Children's Ministries. My name is Roxy Sharp. Well, ladies, do we just love the month of February? The world tells us it's the month of love. We go to the stores, there's cards, there's candy, there's flowers, we get to wear our heart jewelry. It's all about love for one month. But as daughters of the King, aren't we so honored and blessed to know the true love, that agape love that comes from our Father, and that is 24/7, every day of the year. So in Children's Ministries, we are the teaching ministry from nursery through fifth grade, and we have that incredible opportunity to teach your children about the love of Jesus Christ. So when we're in the classrooms with your kids, it's not just enough to be teaching them about the love of Jesus, but to be showing and sharing that love. So what does that look like? It's a smile. It's a hug. It's a high five. It's knuckles. It's affirmation. It's encouragement. Because we know that your children will receive the lessons of love of God when we show it in our actions and role model to them. So I encourage you ladies, if you'd like to come check us out, if you'd like to serve with us, I know on Tuesday mornings it's part of your program that you'll rotate into Children's Ministries and help out. It's as simple as hugging a baby or getting to teach some of the older kids that they're just starting to own their own faith. So it's just such a rewarding experience and just, I think, such a true expression of God's love when we can share it back to his children and train up that next generation. So ladies, we love your children. We love you. And just ask if you'd like to join us a bit in the ministry. Thank you so much.
Hi ladies, I'm Nicole Naranjo, and I serve on the DIY team alongside Janae, Sharon, Karen, and Susan, and we just love crafting with you ladies. If you're not familiar with our DIY days, you will be this semester, and you will have a lot of fun. I think that our crafts have actually opened doors that otherwise wouldn't have been open. For instance, I have a friend who gave her craft last semester to her dry cleaning lady, which I thought was really neat. She attached a ticket for Celebration of Light and invited her to join us. And her dry cleaning lady was so overwhelmed with this gift. And she didn't even think it was a great job that she did on the gift, but she gave it anyway. So just remember that sometimes these crafts are gifts of love from Jesus to us, but they can also be gifts of love to other ladies or family members or complete strangers. So I just want to encourage you ladies to remember that this semester. And I'm really excited because we have a couple of areas for you ladies to serve as well. We need people to come in and set up and tear down all those materials that are readily available to you. Someone comes and puts those up for you. So we would just love you guys to come and help us do that. Janae and I are excited because we also are going to have more floor assistants this time as well. So we're hoping to have at least one to two ladies at each table to help you, encourage you, inspire you, and even maybe pray with you. I think this is going to be a cool ministry opportunity as well. Maybe you don't know where you fit in, like Misty was talking about. This is a great way for you to figure that out.
I think as leadership, it's safe to say we've all served in various areas throughout the years just to find out exactly where God wants us. And it does change at times, and that's okay. So I just want to encourage you ladies that this is a way to be the hands and feet of Jesus. So go ahead and do just that. And as 1 Corinthians 16:14 says, do everything in love. And without further ado, Jen's going to come up and talk about something really exciting.
Hi, ladies. I'm Jen, and I'm the events manager and project manager of Reload Love, which I'm going to talk about. But personally, for those of you that know me, I love love, and it is my banner. And my challenge to you is to love like you've never loved before. In the areas that you've been fearful, not willing to be vulnerable, I want to challenge you that God is going to bless you. He's going to blow your mind. So, again, love like you've never loved before, and you're going to be blessed. So talking about Reload Love, most of you know it is our She Ministries outreach. We started last year. We're still working on it from the ground up, and we hope to launch churchwide this summer. Pat, where's Pat? Raise your hand. Pat's over here. She assists us and helps us. She mans the table. And she, along with Gail, have been working really hard on preparing the spent bullet casings that a lot of you have brought in. We appreciate you donating that. And you can continue to express love for this outreach by bringing in your empty brass bullet casings. And again, this campaign is, number one, a campaign of awareness, of letting you know that what we're trying to do is help children who have been terrorized by armed forces. And right now, Samaritan's Purse has agreed to be our first partner. And Lenya spoke with Franklin in November, and he told us about a people group in Burma. And Burma's in Asia. For those of you that don't know, it's between India and Thailand. And there's a people group called the Karen tribe. And basically what's happening is the Burmese government is doing a campaign trying to rid the country of this people group. In the early 1800s, there were British Baptists that came as missionaries to the country of Burma, and there were a lot of people that got saved and started following Christ. And with the Burmese government and Burma as the country, their number one religion is Buddhism. And so they, again, are trying to rid the country of the Karen tribe. They've blown up their villages, hospitals, schools, and so they're refugees in their own country. And one of the projects that we're going to go visit, our first scouting trip that Lenya, myself, and a couple of others are going to be going on in March, is to go visit three different projects. And the one I want to tell you about today is called the Free Burma Ranger Camp. And it's a missionary kid who was raised there, but then went off to be in the U.S. military and felt called back to Burma as a missionary. He and his wife started on their own with just one person that they could help and train and start teaching them how to protect themselves. And so starting out with just the two of them, they now have over 70 teams that they have created of the Karen people group, teaching them how to protect themselves, not trying to fight against the military, but at least be able to protect themselves. They have a medical clinic, and they also have a children's program. And again, we're focusing Reload Love with the children. And so with this program, FBR, they have a children's program telling them about the gospel. They get to do crafts, make the little gospel bracelets, medical clinic, and they give them t-shirts letting them know that the good life is knowing Jesus. And so Lenny and I are just so excited. We're passionate about it. Missions is my heart, and the mission that FBR has is to bring help, hope, and love to the oppressed. And their mission is Ephesians 2:8-9. We are God's handiwork, created by Christ Jesus to do good works so that all could be saved and free. And so I, again, want to encourage you, ladies. I know a lot of you are just, you can't wait for us to give you a task to be a part of Reload Love, but the most important thing that you can do right now is pray. Again, this is an awareness campaign, letting people know that children are being terrorized. They are being victimized, and it's horrifying that this is happening. In 2013, the Burmese government denied that this was even happening, but because of the FBR camp, they hide out and they videotape the government bombing these villages. And so that got headline news. And so the president of Burma was interviewed, and he said, well, it is happening, but I wasn't aware of it. And so right now they're in a ceasefire that is not stable at all, and they continue to bomb these people group, the villages and stuff. So please, please pray. This is just one of our first projects. We're hoping to do many other projects. So love like you've never loved before. And we have a video of the Free Burma camp we're going to share with you.
I can't even imagine what it feels like that there would be another people group out there that just believes you shouldn't exist. And one of the things that I'll never forget that probably is kind of burned in my brain is when Lenya had mentioned that there are certain points that a place has to have for it to be ripe for genocide. This country is there. And so they are literally on the brink of being wiped out just because someone else feels they shouldn't exist. So again, Jen said, your prayers are the most important right now. Now that we put a face to some of these countries, and Lenya and Jen are going to when they visit there, you know, we'll have pictures, hopefully, of some of these people groups. But right now, we can just get on our knees and pray for God to intervene through us, that we can be those hands and feet. So we just wanted to share that video with you. But kind of to shift gears, a little housekeeping. Everybody get a binder? Did everybody get a binder today? You should. Is anybody awake out there? No, okay, one person over here got one. This is the binder for this semester. It's the kind of teal and yellow colors. Last semester was the rose-colored one. So if you didn't get a binder, please see our registration desk, and we can get you one. Most of you know this is the general information we have every single semester, so I'm just really going to highlight a few things. On page one is where you can put your name, and we encourage you to put your name because every semester we get some sad and lonely notebooks in our office that just sit there and are not loved. So even if you put your moderator's name, then at least we can call your moderator and say, hey, someone in your small group's not going to be able to answer any questions this week because we have their homework. So be sure you put those. If you jump to flip the page to the next, our weekly schedule. Now, how many people think it's spring 2013? I did when I printed it. So it's incorrect. And if that's the only printing error in this notebook, I'll say hallelujah. So yes, that should be spring 2014. So, but that is our weekly schedule. That'll show you when we're in the sanctuary and when we're in the do-it-yourself in the hub for the do-it-yourself days. So that's just our normal schedule. If you'll jump to page 7, you will see all of your lovely morning moderators there. So if you need to know where they are, and I think Zanetta's going to highlight them on the screen as well, but if you get lost in this mass of a building and need to know where you're going, that's the face you're looking for. Woo woo! Let's give a shout-out to the moderators because they're awesome. And then the next page you need is 13. This is the homework you're going to go home and do this week, and then we will lecture on it next Tuesday. So 13 is lesson 7 because we are continuing from last semester. So that's what you want to do. It's an easy 5 days worth of homework right at your fingertips, and it's about 20 minutes a day if you just kind of go through it. You can spend even more time if you really dive into it. So we make it that way. On page 28, you'll see your memory verse for this week. So we do want you to be memorizing scripture. That's one of the most important things you can do with the Word of God, is hide it in your heart, and it will help you not to sin, is what it tells us. So I need to hide a lot in my heart. But the page 29, again, then that will be your lecture notes for next Tuesday. So we have a lecture note for every single one at the end of the lesson. So when you go to come into the lecture, that's what you're looking for. And that really is our binder. That's really all I have to say, so I'm not going to run on anymore, and I'm going to invite Zanetta up.
All right, thank you, Missy. You ladies having fun this morning? Yay. Just a real quick word about the small groups. If you're not signed up for one, most of you are, but if you're not familiar with that because you're new here, the small groups are just where you meet as a more intimate group. You have a small group facilitator who will go over some of the questions that are in your homework binder. You don't have to talk. You can just be there and listen if you want to do that. We highly recommend them because not only will it encourage you and help you to learn how to apply God's word, but also just to build friendships and that fellowship. And these group of ladies, you know, no matter what group you're in, God always works wonders that they just come alongside each other and support each other and lift each other up. So if you're not signed up, you can meet us in the East Foyer and we can get you in a small group. And other than that, Misty already announced. You coming up? Okay. Yes, small groups. And real quick, though, we have one more short video, and then you guys are ready to go.
In today's culture of casual sex, legalized drugs, and political unrest in many countries, it feels like we're in a revolution. Do you want to see a real change in our world? With a culture that is steadily deteriorating in morals and truth, what can we do? It's time for a love revolution in the name of Jesus. Join me, Lenya Heitzig, and the women of She Ministries, March 29th through the 30th, for our 2014 Spring Retreat, Love Revolution.
I like coming to retreat because I like to get away from my normal routine. And I feel that if I ask the Lord to prepare my heart before retreat, then the actual retreat time is more specific to maybe something that I'm going through at the time. And the worship and teaching ends up speaking to my heart very specifically.
There'll be bold, challenging teaching from Bianca Olthoff.
Bianca has impacted my walk with the Lord in many ways, specifically in embracing who God has made me to be. And she relates her struggles and her strengths in a way that makes me feel like my problems are normal and that the Lord has a beautiful hand in every season of our lives. And I adore her.
We'll have beautiful worship from Shannon Quintana.
Shannon has actually inspired me in a number of ways. Obviously, first and foremost, through her worship. She not only has this incredible voice, but she just has this way of taking you into the throne room of God. And you don't even see her when she's up there. And I truly believe that's because she makes it all about Him. She honestly lives her life the same way. She just lives this very transparent life where she allows you to see the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I just love that about her. Because she does it in a humble way where she just always points back to Jesus and always shows that He truly can make beauty from ashes.
Our world is in a battle. It's time to cause a revolution in our communities and move this declining culture with the love of Christ. Join us at the Hilton Santa Fe Historic Plaza for a weekend that promises to be our best retreat yet. Register today at sheabq.org.